Welcome everybody, Shia number 961. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zizel. Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfu Shlema Miriam Chaya Esther Bas Sara. Getting back to our Malach of Memachek and Mimareach. So, we started talking about, we basically finished the inyan of the subject of thicker substances, whereby there will be osur min haTorah, and we want to try, we established the fact, we spoke about last time from the Sefer Shabbos home, how he explains, Lemaisa, there was a, Chazal said that since when it came to substances which are thicker but not very thick, which will explain what that means, there Chazal were afraid that if we let you shmir substances which are thick, even though they're not very thick like wax and these type of things like desitin or deodorant, but there is like creams type of a thing. We'll try and talk about how that works, or thicker type of oils. If Chazal said, if we let you shmir that, there was a gzeira, we're afraid one might come to thick, one might come to shmir thicker substances. Okay, so we're going to see how that works and what, how could we determine the, you know, the second category, the lower category that is aser midrabanan. But I just want to explain one thing before we go on. There is a, we're going to talk about it once we establish the various different categories. We're going to talk about, is there a way to put on, let's say, for example, like by a baby, by a diaper or so on, possibly to dab on a certain type of a cream, even though it might be very thick, or ointment like a desitin type of, a thickness of desitin and these type of things. But we're going to talk about it when we get to it. First, I just want to establish the fact of the categories, the various different categories, and see what, what falls into which category. And then we'll see how we could work with each one, if there is a way to work with it, and how we could work with it, and so on. Okay, so now the Sefer Lamentes Malachas brings down on page 918, he says like this, in reference to the category that's Osur Midrabanan, like the second category, one category down, he says the Midrabanan category of Memachek or Memareach includes any semi-solid substance that has enough density to hold together as a mass, as opposed to water, like we said, like a liquid. You know, you put down a liquid, it just falls, unless it's in a cup, it just spills all over. But if it could hold its own, as they say, to some extent, like, for example, he gives an example, a skin cream, right? It could hold its own. You put a little bit of the skin cream on the table, let's say. You put a chunk of it, it might little by little fall down, but it's going to take a little while. Like we said, liquids, it just plops down and it just rolls till it can't roll anymore. Okay, so that's how he explains it, the second category, that as long as it could hold its mass to some extent. So he says further, he says, any substance that lacks a firm, stable surface cannot be subject to the iser of mimareach min haTorah, smoothening, right? Like we have been talking about all along. It's only possible where the surface can be smoothed out and still remain smooth. Now, like we explained last year, it still flows to an extent, but it still holds its mass. It still holds its mass together. Okay, so he explains further to the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 919. However, to safeguard the malacha of memachek, the Chazal made an iser midrabanan as far as smearing any semi-solid substance that has enough density to hold together as a mass. Okay, now he explains further on top of that also with these substances that are asur midrabanan, it looks like it's perceptible, he says, the semblance of smoothening out when they are smeared, because they retain a surface of their own that could conceivably be improved to serve as a filler to seal a tiny puncture or a crack or something along those lines. In other words, it could be used possibly as a backup. Let's say somebody doesn't have the thicker substance, like we spoke about last time, tar, for example. We spoke about putty. possibly silicone, we said, those were all very thick, and those would be awesome in a tershmir. But this category would be able to, if one, for example, if somebody doesn't have those categories, for if they're, let's say, working during the week, this type of a category would be able to suffice in the meantime, as they say, if you want to call it like that. So, for example, you know, closing up tiny punctures or cracks or so on, very small, as opposed to, again, a liquid. You can't stick orange juice or you can't stick water into the crack or hole. It's not going to do anything. But these would do somewhat for a short period of time. Thereby, it falls in the middle and it will be Oser Midrabanan. Now, he explains further does the Sefer Lamed Tes Melacha. It's interesting that any semi-solid that is too firm to be poured falls within this category, Midrabanan, of Mimach. So therefore, he just brings some interesting examples that, depending on the thickness of it, but he says accordingly, any kind of thick salve, ointment, heavy cream may not be smeared on Shabbos. Now, I just want to mention, if it's a very, very thick one, it's possibly, it could be even Osir Min HaTorah. But Midrabanan, for sure, even if it would fall under the category that we were just explaining, whereby it's a little bit looser. Now, just to explain even further, brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 377, that an interesting way of explaining it, that an example of a substance prohibited under this Isser Midrabanan is a very thick and heavy oil. We spoke about last time a very thick and heavy oil. Such oil, he says, does not hold the shape. It doesn't hold its shape. After lying on a surface for a while, it becomes flat and needs no smoothening out. So nevertheless, he says, smoothening it would be Osir Midrabanan, because again, for the various different reasons, like we said, Chazal were afraid one might come to mix it up. Number one. Number two, it also looks very close to the real Mimarech with the very thick ones. So therefore, it would be Osir Midrabanan. So that's what he says. Nevertheless, smoothing out would be Osir Midrabanan. And he brings an example. Thick lotions are included in this Osir Midrabanan. Somebody has a regular thick lotion, Shmiat on, is not allowed to be done Midrabanan on Shabbos. Now, again, I just want to make it clear that we are talking about smoothening, smearing, and so on, Mimachik, Bimareach, and we will talk about separately just, you know, putting something on and just dabbing on, which could be, in certain instances, okay too. Okay, so just to end off for now, he brings down the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, a few more examples, some we mentioned before, regular creams, he says, salves, ointments, pastes, different type of paste also may not be smeared on Shabbos because these thick substances have considerable density and therefore give the outward appearance of mimarich, like we said, that it looks very similar. Number one, the Chazal were afraid you might come to mix it up. Number two, the outward appearance is very similar to the smearing of the thicker substance on Shabbos. Therefore, one can't smear these items either on surfaces on Shabbos. He says, interesting point also, that the cream or salve becomes smoothed, so to speak, he says, as it's smeared on and spread around. So we said last time, we spoke about the Isser Min HaTorah, for example, like a candle, wax candle, somebody smooths it out, you're smoothing out the rough surface, basically, however it's being done, whether they spoke about burning a candle on the bottom or somebody just smooths it out, they scrape off a pot or whatever the case is, those are all Isseri Min HaTorah of Mamachik. Over here too, it looks very similar, whereby your mom is smoothing out by smearing and spreading, you're smoothing out the surface. Okay, we're going to go on next time and bring down some more examples. Have a good day. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.